And now it's time for the further adventures of Big John and Sparky. Today's chapter is entitled, John Paul Jones to the Rescue. Maroon 25 miles from shore on stormy Lake Michigan, late at night. That's the situation we found ourselves in. Mayor Plumfront, Sparky, and I had rented a boat to go out to an island where we thought Yuki Butcher would be found. Yuki has lost his memory, and he doesn't know how to contact us, so we're trying to contact him. He's the ward of a very rich widow, Mrs. Saxphone. We understand that she has taken him to her summer vacation home on the island in Lake Michigan. But as we were going there, late at night, it started to rain, and we ran out of gas.
Worse than a mess, Lance. Without lights on our boat, there isn't a chance of attracting the attention of another boat.
Looks like we're going to have to just sit out this storm when it hits and hope for the best, whatever happens.
Why did our batteries to light up the spotlight have to go dead like that? Boy, if this isn't just one great big old mess. Hey, look over that way. Look, way over there. Look, 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 look.
What?
Red lights coming this way.
Where?
Yeah, there are red lights moving this way, but I can't tell whether they're... I'm not sure they're coming this way or not. What do you think, Mayor? Do you see them there?
Yeah, I do. Looks like the guide lights on a boat.
Hey, maybe it's a boat that saw our SOS signal that we were flashing out with our spotlight. Maybe they're looking for us.
That's what I'm hoping, lad. There's no way we can signal them. We're going to have to yell at the top of our lungs and hope that somebody over there in that there boat hears us.
I don't see how they're going to hear us over this wind and thunder, Mayor, but let's try it. Look, I've got this flashlight. I don't know if they can even see it. It's that far away, but I'll just keep flashing it off and on.
Yeah, flash your light, big guy. Let's all yell. Hey, here we are. Over here. That's right.
Oh, here we are. Over here.
Those lights look like they're moving away from here.
Well, if we only had a light of some kind, something that would shine a little brighter than this little old dinky flashlight. Some way we could attract their attention.
Yeah, they're close enough for us to attract their attention if it wasn't for this storm. They ought to be able to hear us easy.
Yeah, but the storm's going to get worse, too.
Oh, what's the matter with me?
What's wrong?
I just happened to think of something. This here boat has got another battery.
What do you mean?
Sure, it's connected up with the starter. I'll disconnect it from the starter, and we'll just attach it up to the spotlight.
Well, good idea, but work fast, Mayor. Come on, get on with it.
Yeah, get that spotlight lit up.
Where's the starter battery located, Mayor? Can I help you?
Well, it should be right inside this here cabinet below the wheel. Here, help me get it opened up.
Okay. Here, Sparky, you take my flashlight and keep shining it in the direction of that boat. Just keep blinking it on and off. Wave it around a little bit, anything to get their attention.
Okay, Dad, okay.
Now, let me see. How do we get these latches on this cabinet? The lid's screwed on here, Mayor, but the screws can be turned with your fingers here. There, I got one of them off.
Yeah, I got one off, too.
Okay, now let's move this. Here we go.
Here's the other one.
Okay, now open it up. There we are. Now, there's the battery. Hey, batteries is what I should say. Which one of these is the battery that operates the starter?
A smaller one. Little one. Big one over here for the light. They're all dead. Here, take the wires off that there small battery, Buster.
That's what I'm doing. Well, there's so many wires going to the other batteries. How do we know for sure which ones go to the spotlight?
Well, I don't know for sure either. I'm just going to have to keep on attaching wires to this small battery until a spotlight turns on. I just hope we can work fast enough so as we can get the right wires before the other boat decides to stop looking for us here.
Hey, it's starting to rain.
Yeah, I know. We know it's starting to rain.
The wind is blowing harder. How are you coming along with that spotlight?
That's fine. Just keep on blinking that flashlight toward that boat like I told you.
Here, Buster. I disconnected these here wires now. The switch on the spotlight is on. Just touch the wires to the battery terminals here, and these are the right wires. Spotlight on, turn on. Come on, touch the wires to the battery.
Okay, here goes. No. The spotlight didn't light.
Hey, the red lights on the back of our boat just went on.
Oh, those wires are for guide lights on the boat, Mayor. Disconnect another set.
That's what I'm doing right now.
Hey, the other boat's moving away, Big John. I know that's not my imagination. It's leaving.
Okay, well, just keep flashing that flashlight, Sparky.
Oh, yeah, Bear, the boat is leaving.
We still attract his attention when we get this spotlight fixed.
Here we are. Okay, now, attention to the battery.
Okay, Mayor. Okay, here we go.
Ouch! What's the matter? Did you get a shock?
Yeah. Leaning my arm up against the metal side of the boat right here. Scared me for a minute. Yeah. Here we go. I'm touching the wires to the battery.
There it is. There it is. Spotlight's lit.
Okay, what do we do now?
Attach the wires to the battery real tight there, Buster. Now, swing the spotlight around here so the boat can see it. Let's hope they see it anyway.
Hooray!
I know. Flash it on and off while you're shining it in their direction, Mayor.
That's exactly what I'm doing.
Hey, look, they see us. They're flashing their spotlight back at us.
Yeah, it looks like the boat's turning around toward us. Keep that old spotlight on, Mayor, so he doesn't lose it.
Don't worry, Buster. I'll keep it on as long as the battery holds out.
Now, it should hold out. Battery that size shouldn't go out in the time it'll take that boat to get to us.
Hey,
is he going to turn it up? Sure is. He wants to make sure that we know he sees us. Oh, the lights are getting closer now.
How far away is that boat, Victor?
Well, it's a little hard to judge on a night like this, especially with the wind blowing up the waves the way it is and with the rain and all, but I'd say it's about half a mile or so away. They think maybe about a half a mile?
Yep, just about maybe a little bit more or less. One way or t'other, something like that. He's going to cross the
street. Hurry up and get here. Wait, this storm scares me.
Well, it won't take him too long to reach us. But I do hope he gets here quickly. But the worst part is yet to come. You know, we still have to make our way through this storm back to the dry land.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking about. Oh, the kids are a lot closer now. You can hear the horn real good, huh?
Oh, it sure does sound good. Oh, thank goodness for that boat. And thank goodness that you spotted that other battery, Mayor, so we could get that spotlight lit and be able to attract the boat's attention.
Oh, Buster, I'm telling you, I was doing some fast and furious playing there whilst we were working on that there battery and then there wires.
I was, too. Ah, that's what did the trick for us. Praise the Lord. Now, if we'd gotten that light lit 1 minute later, I don't think that boat would have seen us.
Here it comes,
here it comes. Ahoy there! Commander John Paul Jones of the United States Navy aboard this here ship. I'm going to cast you fellas a line. Get ready to make it fast to the bow of your boat. I'll tow you to shore.
He's going to throw us a line to tow us to shore.
Hey, did you hear that, boy? That sounded like you'd
be butcher. All right, make ready for the line. Here it comes.
Why, George, that does sound like Yuki.
Sure it is. Ha! We came up here to rescue Yuki, and he rescued us. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. Well, how about that, kid? This sure was a close call. In fact, it still is. We still haven't reached shore. In fact, the mayor is just now finished tying up the line Yuki threw us from the ship to the front of our boat. Now we have to make our way through this storm with Yuki's boat pulling our boat to shore. Now, still keep thinking that... I keep thinking it's that Yuki on the other boat. But we're not sure, because it's so dark we can't see him, but it sure sounds like his voice. Well, we'll soon find out when we reach shore. That is, if we reach shore.